Caleb Silver joins us now from Investopedia. And Caleb, I just want to go right out the gate and say that I think most of us have no idea what the numbers are for income brackets, where how close we are to the next one or how far above the previous one we are. Does that really make a difference?
It could make a difference. It could make a difference of several hundred or several $1,000, depending on what bracket you're in. You got to know that the IRS raises the income brackets, not necessarily the tax rate, but the brackets, they widen them every year to deal with inflation. So we had one in 2022, and we have a big one for 2023. But for the taxes you'll be filing for 2022, most people are in that 24%, 22% tax bracket. That means incomes for singles of $89,000 or $178,000 for married couples. Or if you're in the 22% tax bracket, that's for incomes of about beginning at $41,000, and for married couples, $83,000. That's where the median incomes are across the United States. That's where most people find it, but you can find your bracket on IRS.gov. It's very important.
Okay, so what can you do in the last month of the year to try and help yourself out here?
Well, you got to understand which bracket you're in, first of all. And there's ways, if you want to defer some income to make sure you're in that lower bracket when you file taxes this year, you can defer some income for next year. Again, the brackets widen. You can defer or plan your earnings for next year so you fit into that lower bracket, if that helps you out. But also, it's tax season. You got to understand your withholding and your deductions. Are you claiming the proper withholding? Are you recently married or divorced? Any life changes? Are you getting too big of a tax refund? Did you have a child, or did you start taking care of an adult dependent? To just start a second job? All of these activities in your life mean you can change your withholding and should change your withholding on your taxes and on the deductions. Make sure, if you're not filing for the standard deduction, you're making sure that you itemize all the deductions you are filing for.
That's a lot to chew on, Caleb. I want to go back to the income just one moment, because it's not like you move up all your income into a new bracket when you earn a certain amount, right? Like, I'm not going to use the exact numbers, but let's say you were making $149,999 and the bracket was $150,000. It's not like all of a sudden you get taxed on $150,000, all that income at the new rate, right? It's every dollar above that amount. So
right,
it may not make as much of a difference as people say. So what I'm saying is, don't not get a job or don't not take income overall just because you're going to go a few dollars over the bracket number.
Absolutely. And what you're talking about is marginal income. That's the income above that tax bracket rate. So if you're making, if you're right, $149,999, and you don't want to fall into the $150,000 bracket, it's the marginal income above $150,000 that you need to worry about. So great point.
All right. We've talked a lot about tax loss harvesting here, but we haven't really explained exactly how to take advantage of tax situations for giving. And we just had Giving Tuesday. What do you know about that? What can people do about making deductions this year or helping out charitable causes?
Great question. And rules have changed over the last couple of years. Remember back in 2020, 2021, the government decided that they would apply charitable deductions to 100% of your adjusted gross income for non-cash assets. Now that is back down to where it was in 2019. So only 30% that you can apply for your charitable contributions, but still worth it to give to charity. And you can double down. You could pull forward next year's charitable giving into this year with a donor advised fund and bundle those two together if you want a bigger write-off on your charitable deductions. If you're going to give cash, contributions of cash, you can deduct that up to 60% of your adjusted gross income. But know those rules when it comes to giving. It's always good to give, but it's always good to get a little back or at least a little bit of relief on the tax front if you can.
But if you're taking the standard deduction, for most of us that maybe donate a couple $100 to our favorite charity at the end of the year, that deduction is no longer there. They had given us like a little bonus one last year, right?
That's right, and they did that really for COVID and to get people to give more to charity, and they knew folks had a little bit more cash on hand through those government distributions.
But that's not for this year, and that's a major bummer. I imagine that really hurts some nonprofits who, you know, when you're looking for just a couple hundred extra bucks, you're like, oh, I'll get a little tax write-off and I'll help someone out. That's not there this year.
That if you're taking the standard deduction, that's not there. But if you're not, if you're one of those people that's itemizing or you're earning an income that puts you into a higher tax bracket where you can give more to get a little bit more back, that does make sense.
All right. Caleb Silver from Investopedia, thanks for joining us, okay?
Thanks for having me.